Thanks so much, worship team. It's great to be here back at Ritson Road Alliance. Friends, and a big, big warm welcome to Pastor Chris, I guess it is. Sorry, you're still on vacation. And Amanda, so great to have you. I haven't even met you. I just heard this name, and I'll look forward to that opportunity. I know everybody will look forward to the opportunity of meeting you, and bless you. Thank you so much for coming out east. So a very warm welcome. So good to have you here. Pastor Chris, Amanda, you're coming to a church family here that's very warm, steady, stable over many, many years, not given to huge fluctuations, but they love Christ and they want Christ to be known here and throughout the world. So it's so good that together we can look to the future. You know, if you want to look to the future and you want to make an impact, someone has said, in other words, if you want to make history, you need to study history. Anybody like gardening? A few of you do. I don't know. The older I get, the more I like it. My father was a horticulturalist at McGill University. I used to think, yuck, now I kind of like this stuff. Yeah. But have you ever tried to plant? You know, you get your wife this beautiful bouquet of roses, you know, or something like that. You know, it just looks lovely. The next day you think, wouldn't it be amazing to have this out in the garden? And you actually take it out of a pot and you stick it in the ground. If you try to work for the future and don't study history, it's like planting cut flowers. You need to know where you come from. You need to know your genetic pool, your DNA, your identity. We speak about identity in society all the time. It's so important to know your identity, your genetic code. Well, there was a man, over 100 years ago. His name was A.B. Simpson. And he kind of summarized some things just on a little statement. So let me just go back to that, because he was looking back to the day that Christ came and the church was established. And what were some of the core fundamentals? Well, it was just a movement, not a denomination, a group of people who had a common purpose, had common code, had a common value pool. And what were some of those common things? Number one, and I quote, "This movement stands," and he wrote this way back then. Tell me if it stands or seems even reasonable today. Number one, "This movement stands primarily as a witness to the supernatural, to the living God." That works. "This movement stands for a living and dwelling Christ and the power of his resurrection to make and keep us holy, to heal our bodies, and to satisfy every need of our being." Three, "This movement stands for the blessed hope of Christ's coming as the goal of the Christian age and the remedy of all of earth's wrongs." And there are a lot. "This movement stands particularly for the great work of worldwide evangelism. It's the work of communicating the gospel as a witness to all nations. This is our task, our trust, our high and holy calling for the Christians of this generation to give the non-Christians of this generation the message of salvation and the chance of eternal life." Number five, "This movement stands for a commitment to reach the most neglected people, to avoid beaten tracks of other laborers, and to press on to the regions beyond, and instead of building upon another man's foundation, to preach the gospel where Christ has not been named." And finally, "This movement stands for a spirit of self-sacrifice, adjustment, adaptation, and single-hearted love for people. We are called to a spirit so possessed with one supreme object to gain men and women for Christ that it sweeps over every other consideration in its mastering purpose of love." Christian, missionary, alliance, Christian, the very heart and soul, Christ. As mentioned before in another message, if you don't have Christ, what's unique about Christianity? One word, one person, Christ. If you have Christ, you have it all. If you don't have Christ, you have nothing. Even the pontiff said that. He says, if all we do, and if we forget Christ, then we become like a compassionate NGO, and we'll be like children on the seashore building sandcastles, and when the tide comes in, all will be washed away. Christ is the very center of what we're about. If not, shut the doors. We need no religion. It's the living relationship with Christ today, right? Why stick ourselves in a seat over here this morning for any other reason but to know and to love Christ and to care for this world? It's beautiful. And it's this living Christ. He's not dead. He's alive. Has conversations with us every day, every morning as we get up. I actually go to a fitness place at 5-6 o'clock in the morning. I'm there for the class. You know what I mean? What the heck am I doing? And as I'm driving there, yeah, it's good to take care of your body. But I said, Lord Jesus, thank you for this amazing day. You've given me life. But help me to live it with you. I can't do it by myself. And you engage with that conversation. And all kinds of things can crowd into your heart and your mind. And you hear the words of the Lord say, as he did to Peter long ago, take courage. It's I. Don't be afraid. Seize the opportunity, the possibilities of this day. It's beautiful. And he died for all, that they who live should now no longer live for themselves, but for him who died and rose again. Christ, the center of all. Second thing, the word missionary. To know Christ and make him known. Make him known here in Durham region. Make him known in the Toronto area. Make him known throughout the whole world because he means so much to us. But you can't give what you don't have. So we need to have that wonderful love of Christ, which propels us. So Christian, missionary, and third word, alliance. That's what marked the alliance in the past. We worked with others, and God is pleased by our willingness to cooperate. As a Lausanne conference, I remember in Cape Town, I happen to be over there, one of the statements was, the Great Commission is too big for anyone to accomplish alone and too important not to try to do together. We work together. We're an alliance of people. And whenever an individual or a little group within a church, or just a church by itself tries to do it themselves, we become an aberration because we are the body of Christ, Big C Church. And every part in its proper place makes a beautiful symphony, harmony, rhythm, and a glorious explosion of beauty. Christ in us, the hope of glory, an alliance. And God hasn't called us the alliance to 1,000 minor doctrinal points, but to stand for certain great things, the fullness of Jesus, the evangelization of the world, and the hastening of his coming. It's beautiful. And you know what? It's amazing what can happen if you don't worry about who gets the glory except Christ. So we, in Ritson Road Alliance, and I say we, I know I don't attend here most of the time because I'm off speaking elsewhere. But you know, we can go from strength to strength. History, tradition, and perhaps there's some of you that remember history class was like, dates, oh. Well, history can be perhaps digressive ruts or oppressive straitjackets or a strong base for the future. From strength to strength. Many do not know who they are, and they become disoriented. We know who we are. History, tradition, the memory of the past, salting the present, representing wings, not weights. Malcolm Muggeridge, the great thinker, at one time before his death, he mentioned, new news is old news. Happening to new people. And the greatest things you can give to your children, and by the way, the older I get, I find it's not done once they're 18. Carries on. And it's mentoring backwards and forwards. The greatest thing any parent can give to their kids are roots and wings. So many you see people with just no roots, and they're just flapping with one wing. Don't know where they're going. And just making a lot of noise, or just roots and stuck there and never can take off and become all that God wants them to be. God wants us to have roots and wings for the days that lie ahead. Ritson Road Alliance. Rejoice in your past. Be thankful to God for all that he's done in and through you. Praise God. And by the way, celebrate more. Party. Thank him. Have that thankful spirit. Content for the past, or thankful for the past, content for today, but anticipating tomorrow. If we can have the PowerPoint up, please, and thank you. Okay, that's the title of the message. Opportunity, possibility, and responsibility. Does that work, Pastor? Okay, there we go. And can we now get to Scripture? Thanks. We're talking about the Old Testament and some great little passages, and we'll read that together. You see the old tree, boy, the history of the past and all that. And I ask myself the question, what will the next ring on this amazing tree look like in the days that light look at? And perhaps many years later, they'll say, here was a group of people that seized the day. Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 2. What do we read? O Lord, I have heard the report of you and your work. It's not about us, it's about God. And we look back to Scripture, Holy Scripture, because it's loaded with stories about the way God worked and intervened in time and history in the lives of people. I have heard the report of you, your work, O Lord. Do I fear? In the midst of the years, revive it. In the midst of the years, make it known. In wrath, remember mercy. O Lord, please, next. Quick. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 16. Thus says the Lord, who makes a way in the sea, a path in the mighty waters. Behold, I'm doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. The people whom I form for myself, that they might declare my praise. Next. Thank you. So forget the former things. Don't dwell on the past. See, I'm doing a new thing. I'm not saying, and I don't think Scripture says, have total amnesia of the past. The opposite is true. Be thankful. But don't stay there. The instant we just drive a car by looking in the rearview mirror, they're going to check your driver's license. Hopefully they revoke it. But you got to glance back. You got to look at the mirrors. It gives perspective for that which lies ahead. So my question here this morning is this. Why can't God do in our generation what he's done in the past? Why not? Why can't he do amazing things? If he is who he is, and he says he is, and we have history to prove it, and even in the Alliance we can tell tons of stories, and even Ritson Road, you can tell the stories, and in your personal life you can say, yeah, I remember. Well, why can't God do in our generation, starting today, what he has done in the past? And listen, if yesterday's dreams have become today's realities, why can't today's dreams, God-given dreams, become tomorrow's realities? So not to dwell on the past, but that he'll do great things. And some of you perhaps have some pretty tough things in life. That's the way life is. Life is good at times, but then everything seems crashing down. Don't be discouraged, my dear friend. Because, you know, I've noticed over the years, with God, any setback becomes a setup for a comeback. Three great words. Opportunity. Opportunity is as vast as all the open doors of the world to make Christ known. Two, possibilities is only measured but what faith does to claim the omnipotent resources of God. And number three, responsibility means our response to God's ability. I can do that. Not my abilities, but God's ability. So things that seem impossible become inevitable. So how do you remain optimistic in difficult times? To keep perspective, yeah, study history. Was it not in 1492? There was a man that sailed the ocean. Anyways, the Spanish minted a coin. And you know what they minted on that coin? It said, no more beyond. They traveled, they came back, they saw the world's being conquered, no more beyond. And then all of a sudden, Columbus started to take a little boat ride and more beyond. So they X'd the no out. More beyond. Opportunities. Amazing opportunities. And so often opportunities are found in the midst of, oh, it's tough. Please, by the way, I have had, and thank you so very much. thank you so very much for the amazing privilege that God has given Dorothy and I and our sons to being able to be catapulted to other parts of the world in a phenomenal way. We never planned it, but we've seen work in Africa and, of course, Europe, Middle East, Central Asia. And all I do is I come back and I say, and I listen to people, and quite often people say, oh, it's so tough, you know, Christianity, we're living in an ABC culture, anything but Christianity, blah, 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 you know. And what, well, you know what? The statistics prove and state that the only places in the world that Christianity is not growing is, well, North America, Sweden, and Norway. Apart from that, it's exploding most other parts of the world, really? And so often we judge what God is doing throughout the world by our own environment. Never put God in a straitjacket. And that's why you need to hear the stories. Listen to the stories of the past, because you say that's, but the present in other places, but he's doing amazing things even in your lives. Don't look at the A column when there's, you know, like two or three negative things. Count your blessing and the amazing things. Usually it's 50, 70 things, and you're just saying, really? Which column am I going to focus on? Amazing opportunities. Was it not in China in 1949? Thank you. The gift of servant heart. Thank you so much. Appreciate that, brother. In 1949, in China, all the international workers were expelled. At best, there were only 1,000 followers of Christ. It seemed like that was the end of the work. What would happen? Well, they carried on and said, you know, with God, a setback is a setup for a comeback. So it wasn't the same. It didn't look the same means and methods. They couldn't even stay over there. But people prayed, and the Church of Christ started to grow at a phenomenal rate. So much so, I was again speaking at another Chinese church in Mississauga last weekend. Do you know, on these long weekends, do you know what our churches do? Yes. My own family type of thing. You know what they do? Because I get invited to these things so often. It's usually May long weekend, July long weekend. You know what? They rent in Aloha College. They just had another one in Durham College over there. Friday night, Saturday, Sunday, and halfway through Monday morning, we'll give you Monday afternoon off. A big church conference. Tons of people, Chinese people coming from all over, and they're studying the Word of God and doing like amazing things. Really boring. No, I tell you, it's exciting. And these people are starting to be so excited. We're mentoring about 49 people that want to become involved in international work. Many of them from there. Unbelievable. Opportunities. China. What about Korea? Well, there's over 100 Korean churches in Toronto. Well, we're now following what used to happen, and probably followed some of the documentaries that happened in North Korea and South Korea, and how they won and pulled back and all that. And hey, you could only have people be involved over there in some humanitarian work, starting schools. That's what they did way back when, and some medical work, but zip it in terms of speaking about Christ, loving Christ in deed and word. World Vision, that's where it got started. You didn't know? Now you know. And they started to care and love for people in Jesus' name. And now there are more Christians in that part of the world, in South Korea, than most any other per capita place in the world. Phenomenal. And that's only in 70 years, friends. It's phenomenal what God has done. And he's doing amazing things in North Korea right now, the Philippines. Second World War, pretty tough. 11 million Filipino workers catapulted throughout the world as overseas contract workers, some of the most dynamic Christians that I have found in some of the darkest places. Unbelievable. What about Vietnam? Some of you folks with the color of our wigs, hair, sorry, mine's still attached, believe it or not. You can tell the story about what happened. Remember the Vietnam War? Horrible thing, terrible stuff. And some of our workers were over there. Some of our international workers lost their lives and are still buried over there. But now the church is dynamic. Just with the Alliance alone, 1.3 million minimum followers of Christ there in Vietnam and all over, growing at a phenomenal rate. In sub-Sahara Africa, remember that? Dr. Livingston, I presume, who only saw 4 converts after a whole lifetime of work. Don't be discouraged. Some guesstimate, including The Economist, which isn't pro-Christian necessarily, would guesstimate that Christianity, there will be over 650 to 700 million followers of Christ in sub-Sahara Africa. Not relevant? Huh. Please don't be Christophobic. South America, even on Netflix, some of the great new movies that are coming out about some pastors who just had terrible situations. We just saw it. Some of the most dynamic churches in Brazil. Unbelievable. This is just within our generation, friends. Phenomenal what God has been doing. The Persian world. Amazing what God is doing over there. I was just speaking in a Persian church right there at First Alliance last Sunday. And there it was. Group is growing. And you say, somebody want to come to Christ? Guess what? A young man comes forward, stands up there in his early 30s. Yup, none of this quiet, I don't tell anybody, people. There he is standing, pray for me, you know. And there it is, praying for him, accepting Jesus, big hugs. And I'm in Costco this week, this one over here. And you know, the lady that, Pastor Gerald, it's, you remember me? Frankly not. I was in the church. You got to come back again. Amazing. You know, here, have a few. And she slips me 2 or 3 other little those yummies that she had. Extra sauce? Yeah. And the other, like, what's happening? You know, you people aren't supposed to be Christian. Yeah, yeah. And she's talking away. God's doing amazing things. It's beautiful. Open her eyes. There are amazing opportunities wherever we go. Arab Spring, so many people wondered what would happen. Right throughout the whole Arab world, things continue to change. Even so, in the country of Saudi Arabia, where the American servicemen weren't even allowed to wear a cross in the Kuwait War or the subsequent wars because it would defame that country. Now the new ruler, the young ruler there of Saudi Arabia, has said, no, we will allow Christianity and Christian churches to come into Saudi Arabia. Like, really? In our lifetime? Remember the fall of communism and what God has done in that whole part of the world? Amazing. Amazing, amazing. There's a huge demographic shift that continues to happen, and the world keeps coming to our doors. Durham College, I was talking with Jesse Burnett. Do you know Jesse? Anyways, there he is, my son, who's involved in some of the outreach over there. The world is coming. The Middle East is coming. What an opportunity. Bless them. A huge demographic shift, 250 to 400,000 new immigrants. In the past, perhaps closed, now perhaps open. And see people come to Christ. For one man, he made every nation of men, that they should inhabit the whole earth. And he determined the time set for them in the exact places where they should live. And God did this so that men would seek him and perhaps reach out for him and find him. Though he is not far away, right here in Durham, God is catapulting people from the nations right here. They've never had a Thanksgiving, a Christmas, an Easter thing. I'm not telling you what to do or anybody. But, you know, like, one of the best opportunities after having come back over here, I says, you run your hand over the soul of society. And what is it that people are interested in? It seems the grace of hospitality. Whole neighborhood, my old street, they show up for a neighborhood barbecue. Sure, come on in. You can chit-chat, and before you know it, they ask questions. And it's amazing what happens. Those things of grace. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. There I was in Montreal. I remember the church because I was just 7 years old. I was not a Christian, but my dad took me. It was Little Fairview Alliance Church in Rosemount area. And I remember as that particular congregation decided to move out to the west end of Montreal, to the area of Dollard, Desormeaux, and Roxborough. They left the little building over there, but they were kind enough to invite a little Haitian community. I remember there's only six or seven of them. And there they were. They would meet in the tiny thing, not the same time as everybody else, but the church was kind enough to let them use their building so that they wouldn't go bankrupt with the meager resources. And they blessed them and they encouraged them. So I was invited back. I do speak that French language a little bit. And it was just recently, right back to Montreal. And that little group now had become 750 people. They bought out a Catholic church. One of Justin Trudeau's ministers was over there giving a medal to a couple of the pastors. That's just a statement. Anyways, at the end, he gave us an umbrella and a pen after he sat through my 45-minute message. And he was excited about the way God was working. But I tell you, it reminded me of my days in Africa and the Caribbean. Man, we rocked and rolled and sang for a while. It was wonderful, beautiful. And they are not, you know, our little Haitian community. Montréal pour Jésus. Montréal pour Jésus. Hallelujah! And what was a marginalized, seeming insignificant group had become now a dynamic, powerful, particular group that wants to see the peoples come to Christ. Creative minorities. Pope Paul mentioned the old vines are cut back, but from that new life comes and the world can be there. I was speaking in Paramount Drive Alliance Church, was it 4 weeks ago? In Hamilton, a dedication pastor didn't know he was into. Anyways, from West Africa, where I was, before you know it, the service was hijacked. Family and everybody came up, but they had to present a Bible and praying that the child would read the scriptures from A to Z. Whole wonderful African community, and there I came and spoke some of the language. Couldn't believe it. Got a standing invitation to eat food with them and come in there. It's beautiful what God is doing. The nations have come and continue to come. So if we're so focused on today's headlines, we will not work for the future. And it's a privilege to struggle to find out in our day what we need to do than to reach the others. Opportunity. Possibilities. And I'll move faster. It's only measured by what faith does to claim the omnipotent resources of God. God has all omnipotent resources. He is all-powerful. Methods change. As I told our workers, and we tried to do practically overseas, if it isn't illegal, immoral, unethical, unbiblical, open game. Do whatever you can. And it's amazing what will happen when you don't worry about who gets the glory. Risk taker, you say. Heroes of faith. Wasn't it Abraham? He left his family, his whole country. And they said, Abraham, where are you going? He says, I don't have a clue. But every day I'm going to get up and follow him. He did. Noah, build a boat, 120 years. Moses, David, Gideon. No, there were always obstacles, but they saw the possibility because they had faith that God could do amazing things. And with faith and with God, all things are possible. And history screams loudly and attests to this. Know the times, ride the waves. We've seen workers come to the region who've used their equestrian skills to touch people. There it is, horse races through the Arabian desert with all the sheikhs looking on and invited to manage royal stables in the palaces of Abu Dhabi and have presentations of the manger scene right over there. Unbelievable. Education, international work. Anyways, the story goes on and on. But there are so many possibilities and so many ways we can do things, from rehab to media to conversations to one-on-one. You know there's so many, and I just have to skip over some of these things. The third thing is responsibility. It means our response to God's ability. We have this great history here at Ritson Road, but we can choose to go from strength to strength. And that's the key for onward success. Continued renewal. Every day in my own heart, in my own life, Lord, renew my heart. Give me a new vision. Look for new things. To give selflessly, not me or us first, but Him. And so to give my time, my money, and my life for such a time as this. Ritson Road Alliance, you've done so well in the past. I haven't always been here, but from afar, I've admired you. You've loved Christ. You've served faithfully. You've been a feeder church for many people. It seems like people come here and are catapulted and go off and bless so many others. Thank you for doing that. And we're thankful for the past. But we have all kinds of opportunities. And with faith in God, the possibilities are phenomenal in this day and age for what God can and will do. And we do have that responsibility. It's not that we can do great things, but God chooses and would delight to do great things. And so as we look to His ability, we choose to align our wills and our times and efforts. What a great opportunity. What a great opportunity to look forward to the days that lie ahead, to serve together here in this amazing, growing community, the Durham region. God bless you. Let's just stand. And Father in heaven, I thank you so very much for each one here. There's many faces here today on holiday or just elsewhere. And I just pray, Lord, you'd bless each one. Thank you for each life, for each family, each situation and circumstance. I thank you so much that you've used this dear family in so many ways in the days that have gone by. And we look forward to the days that lie ahead. Thank you for Pastor Chris. Thank you for Amanda. Thank you for their willingness to come over here and to work amongst us. Give them great wisdom and understanding. Give them courage and strength. Give them eyes to see things with us that we cannot see in the natural. But Lord, as he looks at the future, Pastor Chris, I pray, Lord, he won't trust in his own strength, that we all, day after day, will look to your abilities. Thank you so much that we're alive today. Thank you for the history. Thank you for the present. And we anticipate them tomorrow. And so God bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto us all. And the Lord lift up his countenance upon us and give us strength and courage and joy as we look forward to the future, to continue to serve you and watch you do amazing things. And I ask this in the powerful name of Jesus. Amen.